Donald Trump slams Wall Street Journal, Democrats, fake news media don't want Pennsylvania audit. By Madeline Hubbard on October 27, 2021. Former President Donald Trump slammed the Wall Street Journal Wednesday in a letter to the editor, asserting the election was rigged. Trump's letter comes in response to the Wall Street Journal editorial board's Sunday article, "The Election for Pennsylvania's High Court," which was written in support of Judge Kevin Brobson, the Republican nominee for Pennsylvania's Supreme Court. The original opinion piece stated President Joe Biden won 77% of Pennsylvania's mail-in ballots. But it didn't matter because Mr. Biden won the state by 80,555. Hitting back against the vote tally, the former president wrote, "Well, actually, the election was rigged, which you, the Wall Street Journal, unfortunately, still haven't figured out." In 6 bullet points, Trump lays out just a few examples of how determinative the voter fraud in Pennsylvania was, such as the disputed claim that 120,000 excess voters are not yet accounted for by the Pennsylvania Department of State, far more votes than voters. He then gives 14 cases of data integrity problems discovered by Audit the Vote PA, like 305,874 voters were removed from the rolls after the election on November 3. Trump's chief spokeswoman Liz Harrington posted a Twitter thread of the entire letter. The former commander-in-chief specifically criticized former Attorney General Bill Barr and Mark Zuckerberg. He wrote that the former AG ordered U.S. Attorney Bill McSwain to stand down and not investigate election irregularities. Trump then claimed Zuckerberg poured over $17 million to interfere in the Pennsylvania election. Trump concluded, "This is why Democrats and the fake news media do not want a full forensic audit in Pennsylvania. In reality, 80,555 ballots are nothing when there is this much corruption or voter irregularities." Trump's letter comes as a Republican-led Pennsylvania State Senate committee faces challenges conducting hearings on a forensic investigation of the 2020 election. Pennsylvania is also facing lawsuits over Act 77, a 2019 law expanding mail-in voting. According to the Philadelphia Inquirer earlier this month, the cases have some Democrats quietly worried. The Wall Street Journal, one of the few establishment outlets still publishing content from Trump, is under fire for printing the letter. Philip Bump from The Washington Post claimed the Wall Street Journal was enabling Trump's dangerous misinformation. MSNBC's Mehdi Hasan tweeted, "What an embarrassment. Anti-democratic trash," while then directing readers to Trump's op-ed with a link. GQ's legal affairs editor Luke Zaleski also promoted Trump's ideas, with the caption, "This is a laundry list of Trump lies and debunked propaganda, what the fuck." In July, The Wall Street Journal published "Why I'm Suing Big Tech," another article by the widely canceled 45th president. Big Tech has been illegally deputized as the censorship arm of the U.S. government. It is unacceptable, unlawful, and un-American. "Through these lawsuits, I intend to restore free speech for all Americans, Democrats, Republicans, and independents," Trump explained.